Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. The Bible paints a clear picture that we benefit from being with each other as Christians. As we consider effective ways to do that in our very busy lives, we encourage you to consider what it can be like to be a part of a healthy community group. We will look at aspects of hospitality, authenticity, and belonging as Pastor of Assimilation and Community, Jim Bennett, talks to group leaders and people who have benefited at Harvest by connecting to a community group. Our goal is to make these groups great places to grow and go. Today's podcast is the second of a four-part series titled Being Part of a Healthy Community Group.
Well, we're here again with Will Cavanaugh. Last time, Will was really helping us understand hospitality and what it's like to be part of a community group, so we appreciated that. And welcome back, Will. Tonight, we want to focus on what it's like to host a group. We mentioned that a little bit last time, but for you now, leading a group in your home and hosting it, what do you see as some of the really good benefits of having people over in your own house?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I mean, we love having people over and we love hanging out with people just in general. So it a lot of times does turn into maybe us initiating something or, you know, offering to lead, just knowing that sometimes that's the kind of the push that people need to get involved, right? Like a lot of times there's kind of that awkward dance of, okay, who's gonna host, who's gonna do this and that, you know? And so we do oftentimes like taking that initiative. And so for us, I mean, you know, the benefits are just consistently getting together with God's people, with, you know, people we've grown close with, and just having that to look forward to. You know, a selfish benefit is with us having Casey around, you know, bedtime gets observed. We have a pleasant child to deal with the next day. And so we get to, you know, kind of have that just baked into the schedule, not really have to adjust, even though we are having Bible study that night.
Yeah, that's a great benefit to think of for, you know, families with kids. That's, as we mentioned, one of the bigger challenges we were talking about last time, but just to know that in your home, sometimes it works out nice because the kids can go to their room and get put to bed. So plus they can see you modeling something great as you're praying and reading the scripture with people. So what are some other reasons you like having people over, or things in the end you look back on now that you're hosting one and say, I'm really glad we're doing this?
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, we recently bought a house back in February. So for us, it's just an opportunity to be good stewards of the gifts God has given us, right? You know, when we were in an apartment for, you know, a year, year and a half, we were really hesitant to host because it was a small space and, you know, it made it more difficult.
Parking issues, maybe.
Parking issues, yeah. Exactly. You know, so for us, it really does give us a good opportunity just to serve with what we've been given and just to be good stewards in that regard. So I think for us, you know, we just, again, we like hanging out with people. We like getting together with people now that we have a space to do that in. You know, we really try to jump at every opportunity we get to do that.
Yeah, and that's something we've noticed and we appreciate about you. We don't want to make it all sound great, though. I mean, some things might be challenging. So as you and Melissa work together, you know, what are maybe some of the challenges of hosting on a regular basis like you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first challenge and something that Melissa does a great job with is just, you know, keeping the house, you know, clean. And so, you know, for us, again, having Casey run around, we're both, Melissa and I are both really busy during the week. You know, it is a challenge to say, okay, we know we're going to have a handful of people over tonight, so the house needs to be presentable, or we're meeting during dinner time, so we need to organize and figure out what's, you know, are we going to have food? Are we going to have people bring food, et cetera? So, you know, there are just logistical challenges like that. You know, there are days for me personally, there are a lot of days where I end up working later. And so it's, you know, consciously saying, okay, you know, work's going to wait for this time frame because we have this commitment. And I think for us, just having that consistently on the calendar, it just helps us to make sure our priorities are where they need to be and just have that reminder during the week and things like that. So while there are challenges, I think those challenges have ultimately produced, you know, definitely good habits in our lives.
Yeah, I like what you just said there about keeping it as a priority, because I would imagine if you weren't hosting on a day, you just were, you know, a little tired, or you just wanted to, you know, be quiet for a few minutes, you'd miss the value of getting together.
Definitely.
You know, because a lot of groups meet, you know, twice a month. So really that's, to see each other two times a month and mm-hmm. establish those relationships is important in and of itself. If you missed one, that's a whole bunch for of sure. extra weeks off.
Yeah, so. It is. It's impossible to skip when you're hosting. So yeah. for right. sure.
And hopefully people show up on the right night and not on the other night. So, although if they did, it sounds like you'd be the kind of guy that would welcome them right in anyway. So, now how about leading? You also, along with hosting, you lead the group, meaning you're teaching the Bible study. You're kind of getting the thoughts of the conversation ready and how you want the night to look like. You're watching the time and, you know, preserving time to pray. Those are all, you know, detail things. What are some of the benefits of leading for you, particularly maybe with how they might line up with your spiritual gifts?
Yeah, and, you know, and I can't take all the credit. We do share leading responsibilities within our group, which is a really big blessing, you know. But, yeah, so, I mean, leading, as you mentioned, you know, as you know, I would say is probably my spiritual gift is teaching. And so, you know, going back to college, I helped lead a campus ministry and at our previous church in the Northeast, we also led a small group where I did a lot of the teaching. And so, you know, you're right. For me, it is one of those areas where it's like, okay, I can exemplify my spiritual gift. I can use that gift. You know, for me, I'm not the best at, you know, some of the other areas. So it is a way for me to serve. And I know Melissa, you know, specifically with hospitality, gets an opportunity to use her gift as well.
And so you're feeling comfortable and it gives you some joy because you're operating in a way God's wired you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for me, I found that the weeks where I'm teaching, you know, obviously you want to be prepared. And for me, I think that's, you know, for me, I do tend to be an over-preparer. So when we have our small group, a lot of times there's already questions prepared. The passage has been studied a lot. And so for me, I mean, the weeks where I'm leading, I'm in the Word more than I am any other week, honestly. And so there is that added benefit where, okay, you know, maybe it's causing you to rearrange your schedule to prepare and take time away from other things you would be doing. But it's always such a benefit. I mean, those weeks are the weeks where I learn more than any other, you know, as you would expect. And so teaching does have just so many benefits in that regard.
Yeah, you know, as I listen to you talk, it sounds like that's one of the challenges would be time. Can you break that down a little bit, how you work with that, and then maybe list any other challenge of leading that you found as you've gone through these last few months?
Yeah, for me, you know, time is the biggest thing for sure. And, you know, I work a lot. I find myself working a lot in the evenings, which has become kind of a pattern over the last few months. And so for me, that is the challenge. It is, you know, a benefit in that it forces me to get away, which I need to do more and more of. So that is a challenge. I think some of the ways we've overcome that is by dividing up leading. So a handful of the guys in our group do rotate leading. So it's, you know, leading every 4 to 6 weeks, which is a lot more manageable.
Okay, good.
Yeah. And so I think that's one of the main challenges. I think another challenge is sometimes just figuring out what to study. So for us right now, we're going through the book of Mark, which kind of gives us something to lean on. But for a while before, we had maybe something consistent we're going through every few weeks. You're trying to figure out, okay, what do we want to go through? What right. makes sense here and right. things like that.
Right. And then we've seen, you know, other groups navigate around that, you know, assigning passages that they read, mm-hmm. which is helpful. They're getting people in the scripture. There's one group currently that studies the or responds to the sermon mm-hmm. afterwards, so that would take care of that challenge. So there's certainly different ways to navigate around that.
Yeah, for a while we had we were really studying along with the sermon, but we were going beforehand, and pretty sure that Jerry had us do that just so he didn't have to prepare as much on Sundays. You know, so we really gave Jerry
all the study work for him.
Exactly, there were quite a few coincidental stories that started on, you know, Wednesday night and then resurfaced on Sunday. So
we should call this the Harvest Community Cathedral of Will Cavanaugh, maybe. I think we'll work on changing our name. Well, we're here in 2020, and, you know, we've talked about hosting and leading in this particular podcast, but certainly with this year, we've seen impacts of COVID. The way, you know, people think about it differently, but how have you seen that present certainly maybe benefits, if you can find any, and challenges, you know, maybe mm-hmm. in the way you've had to use technology, or maybe that opened up doors to things you hadn't thought of before? Can you talk about that for a moment?
Yeah, so our group is still meeting virtually, actually, and, you know, it kind of works out. You know, we have some in our group who still prefer to keep distance from people. And, you know, the Chins are a part of our group and they're over in Korea now. So it's really a great way for them to stay involved. My younger brother's a missionary and will join us occasionally. And so just having technology, to your point, I mean, it's something where we may not have thought of this before. And so being forced to do it initially has allowed, for instance, the Chins to stay involved in our group and, you know, reach out to people who, you know, like Andrea, before her and Colt were married, she was up in Maryland and able to get plugged into to our group. So it's really has opened up doors for people who may not have been able to either get involved or stay involved to meet up. So we are still meeting virtually, and there has been a lot of benefit to that. There's also a lot of benefit to being together as well, obviously.
Yeah, those are some great stories just to hear the practical way that's blessed people who were now at a distance even from having, mm-hmm. you know, to move far away. That's cool. They didn't just have to give up those relationships. Yeah. So nice. Well, as we finish up, anything more you want to add about the benefits of hospitality or just the idea of thinking that you're part of God's work in people's lives?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for me, at least when I first, you know, started leading in small groups and teaching, it was pretty daunting, right? Like everyone tells themselves like, look, this isn't something that I can do. Right. And, I think for me, it's just been really cool to see God work in my life and move in my life and really just, prepare me for, you know, the days where I'm leading. You know, it's, something, and even just in other people who've been part of groups that I've been in, you know, leaders are developed, you know, leaders aren't, you know, just created overnight. And so it's something I think our small groups can provide a really safe space for people to, you know, experiment with that. Right.
Yeah.
And so I would say, you know, if you're listening to this and involved in a small group, you know, leading is taxing at times, you know, it does take a lot of time and commitment. So it is really helpful to share that load. And again, there's so many benefits that come from it. I know there are plenty of people who lead in our church who would be willing to give advice to someone who maybe is interested in leading and, you know, just not sure where to start and things like that. And so I would say, you know, while it definitely isn't for everyone, you know, maybe be willing just to take a step in doing that. And maybe it's just leading the prayer time at the end, or maybe it's just doing a portion of the night or co-leading, things like that. I think just as we lead in our small groups, it really can help us become more comfortable as we speak to non-believers and sharing the gospel and just learning to verbalize our faith, which I think is really important.
Yeah, those are some great tips just to help people open a door to something that is they can approach with a little more confidence in sometimes when they're nervous about it. So, well, Will, we've really enjoyed having you for not only one podcast, but for two, and appreciate your work here at Harvest to make our community groups healthy. And we're glad for all you're doing, and to hear that God's using it in your life. It's really great. So thanks for being with us. And for those of you out listening today, we're appreciative of your time. Make it a great day.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.